Watcher, and the warmest possible welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Chosen a great playlist for you this week, but then, a couple of hours ago, disaster struck. The CD player connected to the recording desk just gave up the ghost, and it's not even 2 weeks old. Completely dead. Worse still, dead with the CD still in the not-going-to-open-up-ever-again device. Some quick rummaging around, and I have an equally great playlist all on vinyl. Fingers crossed the record player does what it's supposed to do.
Thank you.
recorded live at the Bear Club Luton over two nights, November the 30th and December the 1st, 2019. So yes, the very latest Tony Coffey album, and on vinyl. We heard the title song, a Nat Adderley compo, Another Kind of Soul. Coffey, on alto, is a dedicated Cannonball Adderley fan. There are two songs written by Nat and two by Cannonball on this seven-song LP. Andy Davis trumpet, Alex Webb piano, Andrew Kleindert bass, and Alfonso Vitale drums. Great album. And it's on the Last Music Company label. Next, Gloria Coleman and a bit of Calypso jazz. This mainstream LP is by Gloria Coleman Limited and is called Sings and Swings Organ. Gloria usually works in a trio setting, the classic organ-guitar-drums lineup, but here she adds tenor, flugelhorn and trombone. Hence the limited title, apparently. We heard Blue Mitchell's song Fungi Mama with a rather sudden fade-out. Gloria Hammond B3, Earl T. Dunbar Jr. guitar, Charles Davis drums, make up her usual trio, plus Jimmy Anderson tenor, Ray Copeland flugelhorn and Dick Griffin trombone. Recorded in New York City in 65. The second and, I fear, last album Gloria made as a leader for 42 years when she released her third and final album. Next, The Man from Potter's Crossing.
Thank you.
The great Ellingtonian bassist Jimmy Woody wrote that song, The Man from Potter's Crossing, in 58. And here Jimmy is supporting the Swedish pianist Rune Offerman. Woody was an American expat residing in Sweden, as was the drummer Art Taylor. This was recorded in Stockholm in November 61, just a year after Jimmy Woody had left the Ellington band and settled in Europe. This Argo LP is called Cool, although side one is awash with voices in a rather Muzak-y way. But talking of Ellingtonians... And that's from Johnny Hodges' first recording session as a solo act having left the Ellington band, apart from a small technicality in that Hodges actually stayed with the Ellington setup until the end of Feb 51, 6 weeks after this recording session, mid-Jan 51. And so it was a transition period, but the Duke was very supportive of Hodges becoming a leader and let Johnny record this while still officially and practically an Ellingtonian. That was Something to Pat Your Foot To, written by Al Sears. The lineup is Hodges alto, Sears tenor, plus two other soon-to-be ex-Ellingtonians, the majestic Lawrence Brown trombone and Sonny Greer drums, together with Nelson Cadillac Williams, who was still in the Ellington band at this stage, Leroy Lovett piano, Al McKibben bass. Let's now hear a Lennon McCartney song.
Thank you.
World Pacific LP called Magical Mystery, and more than half of the songs on the album are Lennon McCartney ones, including obviously The Fool on the Hill, a Paul song, recorded Los Angeles in 67, so arguably at the height of the Beatles' popularity. The leader is altoist, flutist, flautist Bud Shank, and he'd already had commercial success with the Beatles' LP called Michelle back in 65, and was soon to have more with Let It Be in 69-70. Shank is the leader, as I've mentioned, despite the presence of Chet Baker on flugelhorn, Gary Barone, also flugelhorn, Dennis Budimir and Herb Ellis guitars, Robert West bass, John Gurin drums, and yet another jazz big name, Victor Feldman percussion. And let's have another McCartney song, shall we? Thank you. Can't Buy Me Love was a worldwide chart topper for the Beatles in early-ish 64, and Count Basie recorded this Verve LP, Basie's Beatle Bag, May 66 in LA. Chico O'Farrell did all the arrangements for the 12 songs here, and if you like the Beatles or you like Basie, you'll love this album. If you like the Beatles and you like Basie, you'll really love this album. Oh, I should have said Basie on organ, but you'd already worked that out easily enough. Back to my tech problems, you'll be bored to hear. I had, just the week before this mechanical failure, ordered an entire new system, everything. So hopefully this will soon be resolved, assuming I'm clever enough to be able to work the new system. This year has seen me move to a smartphone for the first time, although I haven't a single app on it yet. Next, the quartet, Très Bien. Bothering with Le, the quartet Très Bien. They were popular in the 60s. For instance, they made a dozen LPs for Decca in that period. This one in motion being recorded in their native St. Louis, September 65. The song was Master Charles, described in the liner notes as an instrumental foxtrot. Although a quartet, it's led by pianist Jetta Thompson, Richard Simmons bass, Albert St. James drums, and Percy James, who wrote that song, bongos and congas. Here's an oddity. No, maybe it's just different.
You little cheat, you're obsolete, not to mention you're incomplete. You little cheat, you're no man's treat, not to mention you a complete defeat. Don't wag your tail to pay my bill, all it could ever do is fail. I've had your con, don't put me on. The whole last chance you've had is gone. Get going, get out that door. Get going, I don't want any more. Keep going, keep going far. Keep going, out there will be a war. You little cheat, you're obsolete. Not to mention you're incomplete. You little cheat, you're no man's dream. Not to mention you a complete defeat.
Well, it rhymed, certainly. Cheat, obsolete, incomplete, treat, defeat. You little cheat, written by Les McCann and Rev B. The liner notes refer to that song as humping and bumping. I'll Google that after the show to find out what on earth that means. Les McCann is the leader, keyboards of various shapes and sizes, but electric piano there. He's also the singer. Miroslav Kudikowski, guitar, Jimmy Rouser, bass and Harold Davis, drums. It's on an Atlantic LP called River High, River Low, recorded in LA in, you guessed it, mid-70s, 76 to be exact. Here are two veterans, but playing with a young rhythm section with, I think, joyous results. This is one of those glorious Impulse gatefold LPs, although in green and black as opposed to their more usual orange and black. And the title is The College Concert of Pee-wee Russell and Henry Red Allen. So obviously they are the veterans, and I then chose a song on which Red Allen sits out. Huh. The song is a Pee-wee original, and one he played at every gig over the preceding 30-odd years. Pee-wee's Blues, and it is exactly that. And every version I've ever heard is different to all the other recordings of the song. This one was recorded at MIT in Cambridge, Boston, in October 66. At this stage, Pee-wee, as in Charles Ellsworth Russell, would have been a mere 60, but he looked much older. In fact, even as a young man, he looked older than 60. He died just 3 years after this concert. The young'uns now. Steve Coon, piano, Charlie Hayden, bass, Marty Morell, drums. Having rudely left out the trumpet of Red Allen on that song, let's compensate and put the trumpet front and centre now. Thank you. That was a Lee Morgan combo, Carliso, on a Rudy Van Gelder April 66 recorded Blue Note LB called Delightful Lee. The liner notes call this a happy groove, but all grooves should be happy. Lee Morgan, trumpet and leader, he said unnecessarily. Joe Henderson, tenor. McCoy Tyner, piano. Bob Cranshaw, bass. And Billy Higgins, drums. Half of this LP features a 10-piece band with a largely different crew that includes the likes of Ernie Royal, Phil Woods, Wayne Shorter. Great album. Next, The Young Holt Unlimited. If you don't like funky, look away now. The Young Holt Unlimited, piano-based drums. I've always felt a little sorry for Ken Chaney at the piano, as he's very much the junior member of the trio. L.D. Young is on bass and occasionally amplified cello, and Isaac Red Holt, drums and a seemingly endless list of percussive instruments. Recorded for Brunswick in Chicago, July 68. Young and Holt had been together in the Junior Mance trio, but had left due to a dispute over money. The next song Mance recorded, without them, was Wade in the Water. Yep, it's all in the timing. We heard a song written by the three of them, Young Holt and Chaney, The Funky Duck. And the opposite of funky is this. Thank you. That's from a brand new Japanese Venus LP, well, recorded in October 2017, recorded, in fact, in Copenhagen, rather strangely. The LP is called French Lullaby, and we heard the 1945 Edith Piaf song, her signature song, in fact, La Vie en Rose. Harry Allen, tenor and leader, Jakob Fischer, guitar, Hans Backenroth, bass, and Christian Leth, drums. And for our closer, it's a cadet LP by pianist Ray Bryant called Take a Bryant Step, recorded in Chicago, August and November 67, accompanied by a large orchestra conducted by Richard Evans. Natural Woman.
Thank you.
Whilst I've been doing this show, I've received the sad news that Annie Ross has just died, aged 89. Let's squeeze in a short song by her from June 63 with the Johnny Spence Orchestra in London. A lot of living to do. And we'll do Annie full credit next week.
For some kissing, and I mean to kiss me a few. Oh, those guys don't know what they're missing. I've got a lot of living to do, and there's wine all ready for tasting, and there are E-types all shiny and new. Gotta move, 'cause time is a-wasting. There's such a lot of living to do. There's music to play, places to go, people to see. Everything for you and me. Life's a ball, if only you know it. And it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living to do. There's music to play, places to go, people to see. There's everything for you and me. Life's a ball, if only you know it. And it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living. Such a lot of living, such a lot of living to do.
More of the wonderful Annie Ross next week. As ever, I really hope you've enjoyed this week's choices, last-minute choices though they were, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.